Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, On Mystery Inc. and Psychological Productions proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. King Baby Duck here. Well, what did I tell you all? Pessimism is key to victory in the Boston sports world. And in Game 6 of the World Series, the Red Sox clinched their third championship in 10 years. Not to mention, this is their first World Series victory we've seen in our home turf in 95 years. 1918 was the last time we saw a home victory party, and I cannot be more ecstatic about seeing a third World Series win in my lifetime. And a big congrats to our big poppy David Ortiz for clinching the well-deserved MVP award. The man is on his way to Cooperstown's Baseball Hall of Fame with nothing standing in his way. I mean, he has been for many years, but this practically cements it. For us to go from the worst team last year to the best this year is truly a marvel. It's beyond belief. I'll be honest, after seeing what Bobby Valentine did with the Red Sox last year, I thought we were done. We'd never seen another championship in my lifetime, and that the team we were proud to have no longer existed. But John Farrell took our team, put them back into shape, and helped them once again become the team we all love to stand by. We won. It's awesome, and after what we went through back in April, it was greatly needed. I would like to say, too, much respect to the St. Louis Cardinals, who we went against with back in 2004 with much ease, but this time gave us a good run for our money. They were a great team to go up against, and on many occasions during this series, they made us doubt that we would ever win. So to the Cardinals, I tip my hat to you guys. May we go face-to-face again in the near future. And once we do, I promise that we'll give it our all, so long as you give us a worthy fight as well. And with that, let's start the show. Remember, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, please buy their music and various other works. And you can find just about all these releases on cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official websites, and your local record stores. We're going to start things off with Chiba Yusuke's current band, The Birthday. This song may sound familiar to anime fans out there, as it is the theme song to the show Zombie Loan. From the single Alicia, here's Ukami no Noda.
Nice. noche sosas eternas.
Minori Chihara with Tomorrow's Chance from her 2010 album Sing All Love. You can currently hear Minori on the new anime series Beyond the Boundary, where she voices the main character's best friend, Mitsuki. When Lou Reed passed away last week, it got me thinking about his last album, Lulu, which was a collaborative work with Metallica. It wasn't received well at all, with many people calling it the worst album ever created. However, people called the Velvet Underground stuff garbage, and today it's considered classic. Perhaps this may be the case with Lulu. Maybe our generation is not supposed to understand it, and maybe 20 years later the next generation will get what Reed and Metallica were creating. We won't know for at least another 20 years, so until then, we'll just have to see what the future holds. After all, when the Stooges first came onto the scene, no one really liked them. Now, they're considered one of the most important bands in rock history. Same goes with the concept albums the Kinks recorded. Not many people liked Preservation Act 1 and 2, or even Soap Opera and Schoolboys in Disgrace. Now these albums are considered concept album pedestals, with Schoolboys in Disgrace now being worked into a movie by comedian Bobcat Goldthwait. Some albums may take time, a really long time, for people to understand what it's all about. Maybe that will be the case of Lulu. When in my 50s, there'll be a guy or gal in their 20s who will listen to it and will sit me down and tell me what it's all about. It could be the right explanation, or it could be pure bullshit, but it'll help make the album more understandable for my generation. For now, though, let's just raise our glasses to Lou Reed. Hopefully, he is no longer waiting, and the man he's been standing around for has arrived to welcome him to the afterlife. He was always going out there trying to be different, and even if it polarized his fan base, at the very least, he had the freedom to do whatever his heart and mind sought out to create. I've been a fan of his since I was a little kid, listening to Take a Walk on the Wild Side and Perfect Day. And I wouldn't say he played an important part of my childhood, but I always loved hearing his music when it would hit the radio. A few weeks ago, I talked about how Lou Reed contributed a track to a film called Rock and Rule, and I'm going to play that right now. And I do apologize for the quality of this recording, as the soundtrack to the film was lost in a fire. But it's better than nothing. This is the only known existence of this recording. And what I love about this song, too, is how much fun Lou Reed sounds like he's having when reciting these lyrics, which is something that didn't quite show on some of his solo works. So, from the soundtrack to Rock and Rule, here's Lou Reed with the song, My Name is Mark.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I know you love the thing I've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girls.
Your name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think exactly what you got.
My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name's Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Sodom used on lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. Why, I'm the top, the point, the end. I'm more than a lover, more than a friend. I am the power of pure desire. My magic will take you higher than you've ever been before. So follow me beyond the door of the stupid hopes and dreams you got. My name is Mark. Thanks a lot, girls.
His name is Mark. Thanks a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not. The show that you're about to see is an absolutely fabulous, greatest tournament for World War III.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. Just wait till you see what I have got.
There is nothing up my sleeve. Come look at this, nothing compared to me. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the silver wit. There is no question that I am it. I know what you've been waiting for, and you won't have to wait no more. 'Cause history reveals, my friend, it reveals one thing. There's only one beginning and one end. There's only one, one and only, is there not? My name is Mark, and thanks a lot. Hey, girls.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks a lot. He looks a fool, but he's hot. His name is Mark. Thanks a lot. You think he's happy, but he's not.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. 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 My name is Mark.
I only have you. I
Da Bond with a rendition of Monkey Man from their Orla EP. The most recent album, Hot Number, was released back in February, and they are currently celebrating their 10-year anniversary, so congrats to them. About a week ago, I attended an early screening of the new movie Delivery Man, starring Vince Vaughn. The film is a remake of the Canadian film Starbuck, and both of the films were directed by Ken Scott. Delivery Man is about a guy named David, who finds out his girlfriend is pregnant, and decides that he wants to be a good dad. One evening, David comes face to face with a lawyer, who reveals that due to a mistake at a sperm bank, that his donations were used to create over 500 kids, and now 141 of them want to know his identity. At first, David wants nothing to do with these kids, but when he starts putting faces and personalities to them, he decides to give them the helping hand that they have desperately needed their entire lives, not to mention that being a better dad to them will help convince his girlfriend that he's capable of being a good father. So I figured that some of you out there might have seen the trailers for this film, and to be honest, they are kind of misleading. They make them seem like it's going to be a bit more of a slapstick comedy, but it really isn't. Yes, there are some funny moments in it, but for the most part, Delivery Man leans towards more drama than comedy. And I think that a lot of people are going to be surprised by this film when they see it. It's a great performance from Vince Vaughn, and I love Chris Pratt as his attorney friend, and there's a lot of sweetness when it comes to watching David helping the kids that he sort of helped bring to this world. Would I have seen Delivery Man if it wasn't a free screening? Probably not, but I'm actually really glad that I did see it. Odds are it, you know, won't be a big hit, but I really hope it's one of those word-of-mouth films that will get people to go see it in the theaters. I give Delivery Man a 4 out of 5, and you can catch it in theaters on November 22nd. Now, I'm curious to see the original Starbuck film, which is fortunately available to watch on Netflix on demand. So, I don't know if I should recommend you watch that first before seeing Delivery Man, or if you should watch Delivery Man and then go and watch Starbuck, but it's up to you. Right now, I'm going to spin a little track from Teriyaki Boys, one of their more recent songs from their album Serious Japanese, featuring Kanye West and Big Sean. This is Teriyaki Kings.
We the Teriyaki Kings, 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 Kings. We the Teriyaki Kings, 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 Kings. Y'all already
know. Verbal ask me, do I need a pen at right now? Everything I write now, I don't even write down. I don't need it right now, but I'm so bad. Asking, can she hold my gold ass for they go bad? Since I did a song with Teriyaki, I've been acting very cocky, using every opportunity to shit on everybody. If you heard, I be in Houston like Bobby, puffin' on the blunt until the B got me body. With fees in the party, chillin' in the lobby is. Anything I heard happen, you probably did. Full force tryna find what a party is. For the last time to kick it like Karate Kid. Man, that line was way obvious, way out of my jurisdiction of my high snob. On my job, kill a nigga, no prob type flow. Just seen a nigga get robbed like, whoa, oh. Should've tucked the chain. Niggas ain't playing, man, it ain't a fucking game. All that fronting for the audience, yeah. Make them not exist no more. You go sloppy, yes.
Yo, they try to jack my practice. Fully grown, fully blown, style's infectious. Why is it always verbal? The fact is, I'm in your face for 10 years and still that fresh kid. Encrusted with stone colors never seen. Haters hate the accolades, are getting underestimated. But wait, they still salivate, looking at the chains I make. And they start calculating, rumors start circulating. There's no relating, y'all should be left out. This is my house, you don't like. Get the. So what now? Why you wanna get with me? Cause I'm leaving legacies. Uncle to the shikashi, zen zen dedikashi. Night of danger. So the atom of a fake like it's art of nature. I'm the futuristic youth from Asia. You can't comprehend, then it's euthanasia.
King, 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 kings, kings. We the Teriyaki Kings, 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 kings. We the Teriyaki Kings, kings. Kings, 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 with the Teriyaki Kings, 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 y'all already know.
Ready,
야 뭐 다름 그라보니 쿨이라 시청 못해 다름 못 어땠다 괜히 나 바람 퍽 뭐 치킨 뭐 비프 뭐 그리를 식대 타이라 가름 뭐사또 아이사 사사또 타이상 왁 남아이 꼭이 자리 시치댄 바토 헉 내 갸른 와사 맞다 타크 많이 안 오고 와 다래 뚝 토이어 와사 사토 yeah 세카이 주노 트럭도 크로스오버 세컨 뭐 타크 미니 소사 메디아 뭐 커서 디 코즈 업사 샷다 찬스 다 스폰사 뭐 체키 마인치 마인치 깨끗 깨끗 많이 메이캠 만조 에지 베다 테리아 캠 쇼가이 갱여 캡 yes you can 나 나매니 너세테 미마슈타 매슈캡 아하 오레라베 세카이 마르데 쿠모노 우에노 오자 미오로 스게카이 Go ahead, believe the hype. 치마타노 우와사 만자라 데모나이. 신소가 도우노 코노 요리모 보노 보노 이때 그 MC 아싸맨 시마에. 킹킹. 니 히에타 샴판 노미나가라 쇼크고 비저도 칸파이. 지규학노요니 야사시크낙 근슬의 유학 탁미노 와주투 그르메라레 스구지 박사 히카에요로 You gotta step way back 마토 벨벳 가운
Everybody get down
슈아짱이 탁 spread the word around town
킹킹
테리아 킹 and Kanye West Step forward to see the greatest
킹킹킹 킹 킹 With the 테리아 킹 킹 Kings, 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 with the teriyaki kings, 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 y'all already know.
사람 노 학생 노 number one 조상 시바락 도대 세카이의 도대 미나 소상 사베이 노 아이디어 미세대 탈라파가대 카시 Breeze in breeze out 내 미즈가 크리스탈 토리가 우시카 뭐 마즈와 시박 聞けば 미나가 아사마데 레디고 우주空間 노 기나이데 레츠노 유카와 아카이 슈탄 워워 고스테리아 킹와 슈탄 위도케와 피포 세이 코레워 키토케 샤크 박 潜り込み innocence バックからはチラリドブシ 出口じゃ監視員 がもしもし隠してないってもちろん常備 してんぜ秘伝のソース これでドーピー
yeah. Hit the stage, see the flow All the seats obsolete We gon' probably need more And I don't walk around with an ID Hit the club, watch them line up like Ivy And hop up on that motherfucking carpet like Haji I'm tryna be paid so I feel like a Cosby Ching! Ching. Ooh yeah, teriyaki boys, big shine, we here. So make sure that camera's recording. I'm so important, outfits imported. Look, and your girl said he's so ignorant. But why the hell she can't ignore it, dog? 'Cause I'm everything you couldn't be, everything you would be, and everything I should be.
King, 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 kings, we the teriyaki.
We'll be right back. don't want you at all. If you talk too much, my head will explode. If you talk too much, my head will explode. If you talk too much, my head will explode.
From as far as the eye can see, that was People in Planes with If You Talk Too Much, My Head Will Explode. They've been working on a new album since 2011, so hopefully we'll hear something new from them soon. Today, I'm very happy to premiere a brand new segment here on No Borders, No Race. Some of you may have heard of my friend Sawa Kato, whose band Sawa's Fool has been featured in past episodes of B3 and 101. Now, here on No Borders, No Race, Sawa will be your personal Japanese tutor. So get your pen and notebook ready, because school's in session. It's time for the first of hopefully many lessons in Sawa Sensei's Naza Naza Nihongo.
Minasan, konnichiwa! Hello! Welcome to Sawa Sensei's Nazo Nazo Nihongo, and I am the host of this corner, Sawa. Sawa desu. Hajimemashite. Dozo yoroshiku onegai shimasu. First of all, I'd like to thank you for letting me be part of this great podcast show, Boston Bastardo Brigado. That's the way how we say in Japanese intonation. Whatever. I guess many of you guys don't know who I am, so let me introduce myself a little bit. I am a singer and a songwriter speaking from Tokyo, Japan. Maybe some of you guys know me from the game title The World End With You, which came out from Square Enix about 6 years ago. And that was my debut work in Japanese major music industry. And since then, I also start taking my underground live performances more seriously, together with my band members. Not only games or animation, I also sang for Japanese comedians like Kao Kao. I'm sure you can find its funny and weird video on YouTube with its title, No Surprise Exercise. It's something like, no surprise, no surprise, no surprise exercise. Originally, it was made in Japanese, like, atarimae, atarimae, things like that. But their dances and their movements are so weird, so I bet you should try it sometimes if you have some time. Okay, but until this summer, I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my music. Of course, I love music probably before my self-conscious existed, and I'm sure I can't live without this. But this summer, I finally found the key to what I really wanted to realize with it. I went to Ecuador and Peru to sing at the event to celebrate the friendship between two countries, between Japan and Peru and Japan and Ecuador. And because it was 140th anniversary year since the diplomatic relationship between Peru and Japan was established. For this wonderful event, together with a songwriter, Mr. Yuki Nara, and I made a new song together. And off we went to the other side of the earth. Well, actually, Mr. Nara had some other work to do, and he had to stay in Japan. So I went together with the member of Wa League group. It's the name of the group that was formed for this international event or performance. And its member was formed with Wadaiko performer. Wadaiko is a Japanese traditional drum. And also Tsugaru Jamisen performer. Tsugaru Jamisen is a Japanese traditional guitar kind of instrument, should I say. And also Nihonbuyo dancer. Nihonbuyo is a Japanese traditional dance. And also producer and the makeup lady, like the lady who take care of the makeups and dress. And so, we were there. But during the preparation, the hardest part was the wall of the language. Because I don't speak Spanish at all, I studied Portuguese a little bit during my university, but people say that those two languages are similar, but actually it's different. It was different. It's so hard to write lyrics with the language that you're not used to it or you hardly know. So I asked my friend for some help. But, you know, speaking or talking or using language is a little different from actually writing a lyrics. So my friend introduced me to another friend, and their friends introduced me to their friends. And so I could never complete this hard Spanish project all by myself. I really, really appreciate to all the friendly friends and their kindness. So that's how the Spanish version of this song, Wani Nalo, was completed. I actually originally wrote that song first in Japanese, of course, because I'm Japanese native. And then I wrote it in English version, and then I made the Spanish version. Wani Nalo, the title Wani Nalo, means like, let's make a circle together, because wa is Japanese. Of course, Nalo is also Japanese. Sorry, stupid me. Wa means circle, and also peace. It's a double meaning word. And Nalo is like, let's do it. So Wani Nalo kind of thing. In Peru and Ecuador, I sang several Japanese folk songs and traditional songs in Japanese. Actually, I rarely sing in Japanese somehow, but I practice a lot for this summer, seriously. You know, singing in Japanese was quite different from singing English, whatever. And the greatest part was that we jammed together with the popular traditional instrumental group in Peru. And their name was Lucho Quequesana and Kuntur. And also, we performed together with a sweet little kid chorus group and jammed together on the stage. The lyrics of Wani Nalo that I finalized in the Spanish version also still had some Japanese part in the chorus. So they had to sing in Japanese and Spanish. Try to sing a song in Japanese, just like I tried to sing in Spanish. Well, maybe 70%, 80% of the lyrics was in Spanish, but still, it was really nice to hear they fluently sing the Japanese part too. It's like, kira kira, or like, doki doki. You don't understand these? Onomatopoeia? I'll talk about this in the next quarter. But anyway, Kids Chorus and I sang the song together in Spanish and Japanese. And after each song stages, my feeling got stronger and started to believe in the power of music more. There still exist lots of conflicts and misunderstanding between different cultures or our life, but let's leave it aside sometimes and remember how we can enjoy this moment together and find a good time together. Sing or dance or just by listening to the same beat of the song. We can be as one just like that. So, I guess there are many ways to learn Japanese or get to know more about Japanese culture, but I'd like to make this corner as interesting as possible. To know the live J culture, current events, or news in this Japanese pop culture scene, stuff like that. I'm sure there are a lot of nazo. Nazo is something like a scattered puzzle pieces or riddle. So nazo and what you hear about J-pop culture. So hopefully I'll turn them into a hint to lit up your interest toward this wicked Japanese culture. Got it? I hope I explained it well. So give me a message if there are any words or phrase that you might want to know, or you might be already knowing what it means but want to dig it more. And to tell the truth, for the last past weeks, I've been thinking about this corner, and King Baby Duck gave me an advice to have my name in the title of this corner. So it became Sawa Sensei's Nazo Nazo Nihongo. Can I tell you something? A few years ago, I wrote the lyrics for the well-known Japanese animation, K-On!, which happened to be the song for the character, Sawa Sensei, of the K-On! Movie. Well, I wrote that lyrics with my pen name, Nadia, so it's not credited on with my real name Sawa on his CD or whatever media, but yeah, it's me. And until today, I never thought there would be a chance that I'll become Sawa-sensei. What a life! Sugoi ne! You never know what's gonna happen in our future. Maybe you can become a sensei too. Okay, then let's roll on to the actual Nazo Nazo corner. The title Nazo Nazo is Japanese, as I said at the very beginning, and which means a riddle or a puzzle. And Japanese is well known with a language that has lots of onomatopoeia. We say this onomatope in Japanese. I don't know why, but there are so many variations of onomatope in Japanese. If you ever had a chance to read Japanese comic books, there are numerous onomatope written in it. Something like ga, chi, or something like that. Well, speaking about gan, I say it the wrong way. Gan, that's the right way. So, this expression is actually the transformed versions, something like gavin or ga-ga-ga-gan. Can I tell something about this ga-ga-ga-gan? As you can hear, it is on the melody, or maybe it's not really a melody, but some kind of sound, like da-da-da-da. Ga-ga-ga-gan. Yeah, could you guess it? It's Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, C minor. Fate. Somehow, this was very popular among children years ago, and if there were anything shocking happening, we used to say, like, ga-ga-ga-gan, to express how shocking that was with the sound of words supported by the melody of Symphony No. 5. I used to think it's normal when I was a kid, using it daily, but thinking back right now, it's so weird, because as a kid, we hardly know anything about Beethoven, but we were so used to this symphony that he wrote. I know, it's so weird, but that was really common. But, you know, that's the interesting part of the pop culture, right? So, if you had any chance to face shocking scenes, try to remember the Symphony No. 5 written by Beethoven and this. Ga-ga-ga-ga. Yeah. So, I think that's all for today. And hopefully I can come back next time. So, see you soon. And that was Sawa-sensei. それじゃあまたね. Bye-bye.
ありがとうございます、サワ先生. Now for all you listeners out there, if there is a specific phrase or something you would like to learn about Japanese culture on Sawa-sensei's Nazo Nazo Nihongo, be sure to write to us at thebastards@bostonbestbrigade.com with the subject line, Ask Sawa-sensei, and hopefully Sawa will be able to help you out. Here are the Japanese techno kings Boom Boom Satellites with a song from their Exposed album. This is Morning After. Now we all are here, we don't listen to feel like so. They had a dream and every feels too late. It's time to wake up and smell a coffee. I'm falling back to sleep, but it's over. Let yourself down, down on your knees. Please, it's a long in the morning after. Once again, my back where I belong. So, come over, come on over. Drink it up. You better wake up. I wanna move on. Mummy the Peep Show with Hello Stan from their Schoolgirl Pop album. It's been rumored that they broke up back in 2003, but no sort of announcement has been made, so who knows what the real story is? We're coming down to the wire for the upcoming release of the next-gen systems, and I'll be getting my hands on the PS4 when it's released in a couple weeks. I'm looking forward to many of the games that's coming out for it, especially the indie titles like Outlast and Tiny Brains. However, there is something that worries me about these next-gen consoles. It was recently revealed that many of these retail games will require big installations, ranging between 30 to 50 gigabytes. Originally, I thought it was just going to be with the Xbox One, but now it's been announced that many of PS4's titles will also have to be installed in order to play. Knack will have a 37 gigabyte installation, and Killzone Shadowfall will have a 45 gigabyte one. Because the hard drives will be 500 gigabytes, I fear that the space will be taken up way too quickly. You can buy another internal hard drive for it, but for those that are already putting down the $400 for the system may already be spending all they have. And it's a shame too that you cannot use an external hard drive with the PS4 at launch, as that would easily solve the problem quickly. This is really making me rethink my game plan for the next-gen consoles. Initially, I was going to buy all third-party games on PS4, as I thought you didn't have to install the games on there, or at the very least, the install would be 8 to 9 gigs tops. So, kind of like what Grand Theft Auto 5 was. But now that this has been uncovered, my plan for whichever system I buy a game for now will rest on whatever most of my friends will be playing said game on. It frustrates me, even though I'm excited about the new consoles. I guess I should have figured out that not everything about the next-gen consoles will be smooth sailing. Perhaps I should listen to Tag and go PC, but you know, that's more expensive than a console. If you'd like to donate to the Get King Baby Duck a Fucking Gaming PC, you could go to... Never mind, I'm just kidding. But honestly, what do you think, listeners? Do you think that these massive installs are going to turn you off? Will you wait for the next-gen consoles to come out with larger hard drives? How are you planning to take on the PS4 and Xbox One? Write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com with your thoughts on these massive installations, and hopefully we can read off some of these things. One of my favorite bands, Asobi Seksu, recently announced an indefinite hiatus, which really makes me sad. Hopefully they'll be back in the not-so-distant future, fully charged and ready to take on the world once again. From their Citrus album, this is my favorite track of theirs. It's called Thursday.
I reached out for
Zazen Boys with Cold Beat from their Zazen Boys 2 release. I had the privilege of meeting them back in 2008 when they were touring with Tsushima Mire, and at the time they were recording a TV special for Space Shower TV about the tour. I wonder what became of it. If anyone knows, please point it out to me, because they did interview me, and I'm just curious to see if I was actually featured on it. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and would like to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our new friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. You can like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade. And you can follow our Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Let's end the show with some Spitz, who just released a new album called Shisana Ikimono. From that release is the opening track, Mirai Kuro. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Girl.